Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Marcia Egan's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Marcia is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder and the CEO of the Egan Group, which is a professional coaching firm. She's the author of Inbox Detox. She is one of the people we turn to when we want to get smarter and get better at running our small businesses. She's our good friend, Marcia Egan. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. How are you this morning?
I'm great. It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Marcia, one of the things that I think every small business owner, regardless of whether they how much they're using new media, everyone should really appreciate about what's going on right now, is more than ever before, we have the opportunity now to not just get people to talk about us, you know, to someone else face to face, like the old word of mouth stuff. We have the ability to expand that, to put that on steroids, and get something called earned media, meaning getting people to talk about us in electronically, but anything we can do to get someone to talk about us is good business, isn't it?
It really is, and I like to call it remarkability, and that means how remarkable are you? And unfortunately, that word has taken on a different meaning than what it was originally intended, because when someone says, oh, that was remarkable, they think that was grand.
Right.
But what we're talking about is, will people talk about it? And
right.
Will people talk about your business?
And we should use that word when we say when what we mean is, wow, that's worth telling other people about.
That's what the word really means.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And you know how words morph, but what we're talking about today is the original use of the word, which is when people remark about your business. As long as it's a positive remark, it's good for business.
Mm-hmm. There's an old story, an old political story that I heard a long time ago. They told this on Lyndon Johnson when he was working in the legislature of the Texas government back in probably in the 50s or 40s. And one of his aides came to him in Austin and said, Mr. Speaker, we've got to get to Houston. They're telling lies on you up there. And he said, no, we got to go to Dallas to tell them the truth on me up there. it happens both ways, doesn't it? I mean, that's the thing. This remarkable stuff cuts both ways, doesn't it?
Well, sure. And what the goal is, anytime you can have other people help you sell your product, what your service, your small business, it's actually more credible than you selling it yourself. And so this isn't just about, it's not asking for referrals, but what are businesses doing that will make people just talk about it in casual conversation?
Right.
What little extra thing does your business do that other businesses don't that will say, you know what happened the other day? This person actually cleaned out the inside of my car when it was an exterior car wash. Mm. And that tiny little thing is remarkable and remarkability. So I would challenge all of your listeners who are out there today to say, what are you doing or what can you do to have people talk about you in a public setting?
Well, that's exactly right, and whether it be face to face, as in the as I said in the old word of mouth method, or whether it be on Twitter or Facebook or any of the social media or an email, whatever it may be, that's the beautiful part about this is that today, you know, it's not a case of where I may remark about you to someone if I put it out on the internet. I'm remarking about you to potentially lots of people.
Oh, my gosh. The opportunity has grown exponentially because of the Internet. It used to be that we relied on face-to-face conversations or maybe the written word. You know, someone might put something in a newspaper somewhere. But now it's everywhere. Anytime you do something worthy of note, it can go across the world, which is pretty amazing.
Well, and that's exactly right. And I'll tell you something, Marcia. This is something that I fear, and I'm really kind of disappointed in sometimes when I go in small business and sometimes I feel like they're taking every opportunity to underwhelm me. And
I love it.
And these are probably the same people who complain that the big box companies are taking all their business.
Mm-hmm.
I completely disagree with that. I say that if you're with the exception of a couple of industries, anybody else, if you're losing business, whether there's a big box company or not, it's probably because you're underwhelming your customers, which is the opposite of being remarkable, isn't it?
Well, yeah, very much so. And what I want to talk about a little bit is it doesn't take that much to be remarkable. It doesn't take that much to have someone say, gee, you know what was different about Susie Smith's coffee shop? They actually offered free something, free newspapers.
Yeah.
But being remarkable usually means being a little different.
How about this, Marcia? You know what? I just went in that coffee shop for the third time, and for the third time in a row, the young person behind the counter that took my money actually looked me in the eye and said, thank you very much for buying coffee from us. Can you believe it? And Marcia, can you believe it? Three times in a row this happened to me. That's remarkable, as far as
yep.
I'm concerned. Marcia, I need your website, please. What's your website?
Oh, MarciaEgan.com, MarciaEgan.
Pretty darn easy. Marcia Egan is going to be right back with me after these messages. We're going to talk about some more ways of being remarkable, like your own special sauce. How about that? I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Does anybody really know?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.